Yeah, again, the more daf lamed dalad again. Last shalom was, start over again, last tomorrow. Abaya Baravin, Rav Chanino Baravin. Tonu Trumas by Rabba. They were learning Mesechta Trumas by the Rebbe Rabba. Pogabu Rova Bamasna. They met up with Rova Bamasna. Omalu, so Rova Bamasna asked the Tamidim, Maya Riso Betrumas Deveimar. What did your Rebbe teach you today in Hilchas Truma? What chiddush did you hear about halachas about Truma? Omrulay, so they said back to him, Omai Kasha Lechon. Better you ask us what's bothering you. Yes, it's a good kasha, and we'll give you an answer. Omalus, he said, okay, I'll ask your kasha. Tanan, there's a mishnah in trumas. Shesile trumas, that's a growth of truma, something that's growing like a wheat. Shenitmo, the wheat was makabotuma. Could be a water went on top of it, and then the sherets touched it. It became tummy. Fishoslon, and then you planted it again, and it started to grow now. You have this seed, this wheat, that you planted and started to grow. Is alocha toirim elatame. Since you start to plant, it starts to grow, it becomes tor. Like Rashi says, it's bottled to the karka, so therefore it loses its din tuma. Rashi says, shechibron the karka botlo mitaras oichel. As soon as you start planting, it starts to grow, it loses the shame oichel, therefore it's not metame anything else. Abaviasurim elechel. This was the kasha. It says, though, it's also tedit. The Asur Melechel, these new growths that you planted the seed of wheat, that was Truma, and starts to grow up, now it's also tedit. Now Rashi says, the Havamina is that it's also even for a Kayin, because it's Tuma. If it's so blind, Truma to Meya, that it's also for Kayin to eat. So the Kasher is, the Chimiyacha, the Torim Latame, once you say by growing it, it comes bottled to the ground. It's not called an Oichel. It's not Metame anymore. Amay Asur Melechel. Why is the Kayin also tedit? Like, even if you want to say it's still called Truma, but it's Tor, it's not Tommy anymore. So why can't the Kohen eat it? Omrulay, so they answered back to him, the Terence is Poshit. Hochi Yomar Rabba, this is the way our Rebbe Rabba learned. My Asurin, what does it mean that it's also teat? Is Asurin Lazarin. Not that a Kohen can eat it, Avad the Kohen is allowed to eat it, because it's Tor. But a Zar or Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. In other words, it still retains the Din Kedusha of Truma, since it was Truma beforehand. True is Tomei, but now when you planted it, the din Tuma goes off it, but it's still called Truma. So the Chiddush is that a Zar is not allowed to eat it. That's why the end of the Mishnah said, the Yasurim Lechol, this Chiddush is, that a Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. For the Gemara, my Kamashmulon, what's the Chiddush then, of this last part of the Mishnah? He's telling me now, Gedule Truma Truma, that even though this was the seed, Metchila Truma, now when you plant it and it grows up new food, it's still called Truma. Now this halacha is only Midirabonin. Midiraisa avada, when you plant it, it loses its shame truma. Rakopon and midirabonon, it's still called truma. Shradigumara tanina, this didn't we learn in a different mission in trumas. Tanina, we learned this already. Yeah, true. That's, yes, that first part of the mission, you're right. The question is, what does the sefer, what does the end part of the mission say? Vasur malechel. That's the kashem. What's the chiddush of the last part? You're right. The first part is the chiddush. We wouldn't know that. To tell us that the din tumah goes off it, that's good. So the Mishnah should have stopped right there. Torah melatame. Why does it have to say now v'yasur melechol? Mashma, that's awesome. And we say now, what does that mean? That it's also for Yisrael tated, that it still retains its din truma. This fractimah, this is pita. We learned this already. That it's also for Yisrael tated. That's a nif Mishnah tanina. Gedule truma truma. If you have truma and you start to plant it now when it grows up new fruits, it's still truma. So what's the chiddush? The chitayim, and maybe you want to tell me that pshan this mishnah is a bigger chiddush. That gedule gedulin. We're talking about a second growth, not the seed itself that was once truma, and you plant that seed that's still truma. That's pshita. But the chiddush is a second growth is also considered truma. Well, my kamashman, what do you want to teach me then? That bedovish ein zarakolo. In the case that you have a seed, that the seed itself does not be destroyed. The pshat is the seed grows into a bigger fruit. In such a case like that, even the second growth is still called truma. For the Gemara Anamitanina, that's also a Farish Mishnah. We learn it like this. Ha tevel. Tevel means you have fruits or seeds that grew that you didn't take off truma samaisis yet. Is alocha gidulav mutarin. That if you plant the seed now, in other words, tevel means first you grew wheat. The alocha is You're allowed to eat it arai until you collect it together in a digun and a kri. You make a pile out of it and you smooth down the pile. Now midirais, it's also tidit. Now if you take this seed and plant it again, midirais, you're allowed to eat the seeds. Is mutarim. When? Bidova shazara kolo. Only in the case that the seed that you plant now, the seed gets destroyed and something new grows up. That's when it's mutar. Avo bidova shain zara kolo. If you have a seed, that the seed does not get destroyed, like an onion, just it grows bigger and bigger and bigger. It says clearly, afilo gedule gedule nasurin biachila. Even the second growth of tevel, so who adin by truma, is also. So you see, calls them on the original seed, just grows more and more and more, it's also even gedule gedulem. Even the second growth is also also. So it's a mishnah by tevel, it's who adin by truma. So we're back to Al-Kasha, what did Al-Mishnah have to say? The Yasurim Alechol, Pshitits also Alechol. So Ishtik, he kept quiet. He didn't answer him. So let's see Rashi. Rashi does a pshat here. Rashi says, V'chitaymo, ho Asurim Alechol, bedovish shein zara kolakomer. Something that the seed does not get destroyed. Kagoin b'tsolim dakim. Like small onions. Shekorin tzibish. Tziblich. Small onions. When you plant each one separate, levada by itself, so Rashi's saying a pshat, an onion grows, you have a small onion there, and it grows more, another ring around it grows, like another ring around the onion grows. So the third and fourth and fifth and sixth ring that grows around it, that's called the gedule gedulim. How the onion becomes bigger. The new leaf was never truma. The gedulim atzmoi, what's called gedulim by itself, not gedula gedulim, who going to steal a kruv, like a small cabbage. A cabbage grows that the small cabbage, every leaf there just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. That's called one growth. It's the original leaf, just this leaf is growing bigger and bigger and bigger. That's called gedulim. What's called gedule gedulim, Rashi says, that's like an onion. That's not the pshat, the original leaves become bigger, but there's a new leaf that grows around it, and another leaf grows around that one, and another one around that one. That's how you get an onion. So these new leaves that grow around it wasn't here before. That's called the second growth. That's the way Rashi learns. Fighter is so trapped tomorrow. This we also learned. Ha-tevel gidula mitorim. It's Rashi. Afo pishin esmarach bekri. Even if you already mamish made it, that you collected all the wheat, and you put it in a big bundle, and you smooth down the bundle. For hukvala meiser. And at that point, when you made it into a kri, into a pile, and smoothed it down, midirais, and now it's chayve meiser. For chala lov shein tevel. Now it's chala nisa tevel, that if you eat it, you chayve misa. For zaroi, yeah. For lahifresh meiserais of chila. You didn't take off any truma from this zera, from the seed. For tzomach. Now he took this seed and grew it again. For nigma v'kotzro muta b'chila. If it grew up again, and now you pull off the fruits, it's mutatit arai. You're allowed to eat it, or not b'kriyas, not a full meal. Ad sheyimach b'kri. Again, it starts over the locha. That new fruits that grow, before you make a gemar malocha, before you put it together in a pile, and smooth down the pile, midirais, you're allowed to eat those pears. It's only chal yisatevel, once you make it into a pile, into a kri, now it's chal yisatevel on it. Now here, v'yafla gav digdule truma. Truma midrabbananu, even though this din, that if you plant truma and it grows again, it's also, it's only midrabbanan. Ula chumra, it's only a chumra. So lahafsa des akanim, that the kanim should not lose out. Ava gedulai tevel, chulanein, vareyen kishakaitzrin kishar tfuas, vareyen memarayachim mochem. But tevel, if you're allowed to eat it, if the seed is kola, it's not here anymore, you're allowed to eat it. Mashenkein, if the seed is still here, and it grows bigger and bigger and bigger, then the Mishnah says, even gedulei gedulim is still asurim b'achilim. So the question is, if we see by tevel, it's the same thing by truma, that even the second growth is still asur, so what's the pshat now first Mishnah of yasurim alechol? Pshita. So he answered him, omalei midish milcha b'ho, did you hear any terrors to this kasha? Omalu, hochi yomer Rosh Hashanah. This is the way Rosh Hashanah learned pshat in the first Mishnah. My asurim, what does it mean that it's asur? Again, that Mishnah was, you have a growth of truma that was tummy. And it says the Mishnah, if you plant it now, so it becomes tahor, the tumma goes off it, but still it's also tidit. So the Havimina is that it's also for a zar, Yisrael can't eat it, because it's still called truma. Rosh Hashanah said no. Maya asurim, what does it mean that it's also to eat? Asurim lekahanim. I'll tell you, even a kohen is not allowed to eat this truma anymore. That's the chiddush. So even though gedule truma is truma, but the chur, it's only truma. And truma a kohen is allowed to eat. So how come here, the growth of this new plant, even though it's truma, why can't a kohen eat it? The teretz is, hoyo v'ifsulu lehu v'hesach hadas. There's a new psul of hesach hadas. Means taking your mind off it from not watching it. Truma, there's a mitzvah, you're supposed to watch it. You're supposed to watch truma, it shouldn't become tummy. If you take your mind off from watching it, you leave it alone. You don't watch it, it's not under your watch at all. That's a psul, hesach hadas. So Rashi says, hesach hadas, kishin itmo. When these growths, when the seeds of truma first became tummy. Mitchila hasichon daitum him. At that time, you stop watching it, it's already tummy. Shuv milishoim rum. V'nif solom hesach hadas. At that time was chal psul on hesach hadas. The pasuk says gabi truma es mishmeres trumaisai ovid lo shimur. You're supposed to watch it. You're not supposed to take your mind away from watching the truma. At all times, a kohen has to have his watch on the truma that it should not become a tamid. Doesn't mean you have to have your eye on the mamish. You have to lock it up. You have to know where it is. It has to be inside, not outside. But if it's left outside in the street and nobody's watching it, it's chal psul hesach hadas. Now here at the beginning, when this truma was tomei, there's no mitzvah now to watch it, so the kohen stopped watching it. At that time was chal psul hesach hadas. So even though he planted it now, planting only takes off the psul tumah. Like Rashi says, once you plant this truma, it becomes bottled to the ground, it's tor. Mashenkin, the psul hesach hadas doesn't go off it. So since we're saying now, the new growth of the truma is still truma, it's still also for Yisrael to eat it, who I think it's also for kohen also to eat it. Because it has a psul hetzach adas on it. And the psul hetzach adas does not go off by planting it. So the Gemara. Gemara says, Honicha, this is good. Laman diyome hetzach adas psul hagufu. Heavy. If you learn hetzach adas is a new type of a psul. If you have truma that was not watched, so there's a psul, you're not allowed to eat it now. Even a kohen can eat it. What type of a psul? It's called a psul haguf. Then it's good. This psul never goes off. Elo laman diyoma hesach hadas psul tuma hevei. He learns there's no new psul hesach hadas. It's only a suffix, maybe it became tummy at that time. The psul is, if your kohen didn't watch his truma, we're afraid maybe at that time a sheretz touched it. So it's a suffix, maybe it's tummy. That's the psul. If that's the case, mayik lameimer. What can you say here? Because here, even if a sheretz did touch it, it became tummy. But when you plant it, it becomes tar again. We're saying now planting takes away the tumah. So how can you say the psul hetzach adas still stays on it if the only reason is that the psul hetzach adas because maybe it became tummy, but when you plant it, the tumma goes off it. So it should be mutter for a kohen to eat it. How can Rosh Hashanah say that the Mishnah means to say even a kohen can't eat it now? Why not? The Mar Yitma, we learned this machlokes. Hetzach adas, when a kohen took his mind off, he stopped watching the truma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar psul tumma heavy. It's taka posse, you can't eat it anymore. Why? Because it's a suffix, maybe it became tummy. Maybe a sheretz touched it. If you have Shimon ben Lakish Omar, no, he has psul aguf evi. It's not a psul, maybe it became tummy. Even if we know vadai, nothing touched it, even if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us, no sheretz touched it, still it will be possum. There's a new psul aguf. That's what Rosh Lakish says. So now, Rav Yechanan Omar psul tummy evi. Rav Yechanan says, Hesbech Adas, if a kohen takes off his mind from watching it, there's only a psul tumma. What does that mean? Shem Yovi Eliyahu V'Yitarenu, if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell the kohen, you should know, from the second you took your mind off it until now, nothing happened to it. No tumma touched his truma. The loch would be, Shremim Loi. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you would trust Eliyahu HaNavi, and the din would be, the truma is tar, you'll not eat it. Because there's no new psul Hesbech Adas, it's only a chash, maybe it became tumma. But if Eliyahu HaNavi tells us that it didn't become tamei, pshit it's mutter. If we have Shimon ben Lakish Omer, no psul aguf evi. He learns, even if you know vade, it didn't become tamei, there's a new psul called hesach adas. Shim yovi Eliyahu v'tarenu, even if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us, nothing touched his truma, ain't shimim loy. You wouldn't listen to Eliyahu HaNavi means it's not enough to make it kosher, because there's still a psul of hesach adas. Hesach Adas is a new psul. By taking your watch off the truma, it automatically has a new psul. So, Mela, according to Resh Lakish, it's good. there's a new psul here. So even though you plant this truma in the ground, so what? Be mechub lekaker doesn't take off the psul. That's a chadas. It only takes off the psul tumah. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's shver. If the whole psul has a chadas only because maybe it became tumay. So here, when you planted it, why do you say it's also for kohen to eat it? So what? Even it was tumay, but planting takes off the din tumah. So according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's shver. So more Eitzvei. Rabbi Yechonon has the kasha to Resh Lakish. Eitzvei Rabbi Yechonon Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yechonon that says it's only a psul tumah. Has the kasha on Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that said it's a psul haguf. What's the kasha? There's a Tosefta in Zvachim that Rabbi Yishmael Binoy Shor Rabbi Yechonon ben Baruch Omer. He said, Lul Katan, there was a small hole, Hoya ben Kevesh leMizbeach. That's the plank going up to Mizbeach. It's right before it reached the Mizbeach, there was a little hole there. They made a hole right by the end of the plank going up, right before you got to the top of the Mizbeach. B'ma Ravoy, Shor Kevesh, on the west side of the Kevesh. What was the hole there for? Shesham Hoyuzarkim Sule Chatesoif. Somebody brought a korban Chatesoif, or you led the strings of Chatesoif. That something happened and became possible. The Chates became possible. Now, the locher is, you have to burn it. But you're not allowed to burn it until it gets a psul aguf. So one case is, utubatsurosin. You have to leave it there overnight until it gets a psul lina. When you leave it overnight, that's called a psul aguf happened to it. But you had seen lebeisas reifa. And then you're allowed to burn it. But before you left it overnight, it's not called a psul haguf with chal in the chatasoif. So you're not allowed to burn it right now. So you have to leave it. Where do we leave it? In this hole. There's a special hole on the plank going up, right before it reaches the Mizbeach, there's a special hole there, that they used to leave the oif there overnight, until the next morning, then it would have a psul haguf, then you could burn it. Like Rashi says, Ben keves le Mizbeach, kloima, bekeren zovies samach le keves, right near the plank, the samach le Mizbeach, near the Mizbeach, the mokim shem mischabrim, where the two come together, where the plank and the Mizbeach come together, there was a hole. The marava shor keves, Eitzel svas marovish or kevish. Sheshom zorkim sulichatasoif. Lefi shi nasis bekeren marovish roimis. That's where they used to make it. Lemata on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Ogshire psulbo. And when a psul happened to this korban chatasoif. Shein a psul aguf. In a case where there's not a psul in the real oif itself. Vien yochel asar from yad. You're not allowed to burn it right away. Mishum bezoyim kodeshim. Since there's no psul in the bird itself, you're not allowed to burn it. Because they have to wait till it gets a psul aguf, what happens? Leave it overnight, till it becomes a psul lina, and then you can burn it. So where do you leave it overnight? In this hole. It's nice to nice and shum. The two batsuros, it's like Rashi, haino psul lina. Let it stay overnight and get a psul lina. Ibatsuras maris basar. I mean, it doesn't look so nice, the look of the bird changes. Palina slay lechad, by leaving it overnight. The chivin shalona balayla, once you left it stay overnight, harei noiser, becomes nicer. Mele betoin sreifa, then a neat sreifa. The nisraf, the yakochas at Rashi, me the bein and harboras suram, since you have to let it stay overnight here, lav kisha pigobo. We're not talking about a case where the oif, the bird itself, has a psul in the bird itself. A case of pigol, where the kohen had the raw machshava when he shechted the bird, or made malika in the bird, that would make a psul in the bird itself. Oy nitmas, or else where the bird became tummy. Oy yoitz, or else where the bird went out of the base of Migdash. Oy mokos, or else you made a malikum the wrong place. To apsul mal yehevi, because those are good psulim. V'lomalon aduri apsul lina. What do you have to leave it overnight for? V'yein lono de niboy lino, where's the case that you have to wait overnight? Ila apsul hesachadas. If only apsul hesachadas means the kohen forgot to watch the bird. Hey, Hesachadas is not only by Truma, it's by Kachim also. Because Kachim also, if it becomes Tomei, it's Pasul. So it's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to watch the Kachim, it should not become Tomei. If a Kohen did not watch it, it's a Psul Hesachadas. V'i Amrit Psul Cheshash. Tum Hevei, Iklameima Dai Psul Hesachadas Komer. V'chim Lechazin and Yitma, that's the case. There's a Psul Hesachadas, we're afraid maybe it became Tomei. So since you have a suffix, if it became tummy or not, that's the eitzim. Leave it overnight in this hole, and the next morning you burn it. Now, Mar says like this, if you're going to tell me, psul tum heve, if the psul of hesachadas is, that maybe became tummy, mishemachi boy ibetzura, That's why it's good while we have to leave it overnight. You're not allowed to burn this bird right now. Why? Because Shema Yovi Eliyovi Tarenu. It's not vadid, it's a psul upon this bird. All that happened was the Kohen didn't watch it. So now it's a suffix, maybe it became tummy. But you can't burn it right now, because maybe it didn't become tummy. Maybe Eliyahu Novi will come and tell us that it's Torah. Then you can't burn it. So therefore, since it's a suffix, it's good why the din is. You have to leave it overnight. By leaving it overnight, it becomes nicer. And then in the morning, you could burn it. But according to you, Resh Lakish, Eli Yamer, but according to you, Psul Haguf, you're telling me when a Kohen doesn't watch the Kachim, it gets a new psul that's chal on the guf of the bird. It's called Hesagadas. Lomali Yibitsura. Why do you have to let this bird stay overnight? Why can't you burn it right now? Hey, I don't know how long it is, Hesagadas. Whatever time you need to make Hesagadas, the Kohen didn't watch it for 5 minutes, a time that it could have become Tamei. So since he didn't watch it, right now it's chal, this bird has a psul on the bird itself, it's Hesagadas. So you should be allowed to burn it right now. Why do you have to wait overnight? For your Tanan, we learned like this. This is the klal. Zeh klal. This is the klal when you're allowed to burn kachim, when you're not allowed to burn kachim. Kol she psula the gufoi. Anytime something happened to the korban, that there's a psul in the korban itself, there's a psul haguf, then you serve miyad. Then we say you're allowed to burn the meat right away. What about the dam? Nothing happened to the actual behemoth or the yif itself. Just the dam got spilled out. Or else the bailim, Rashi goes to nitmo bailim. If the bailim became tummy, via pesach kayim, the enkan mishachlenu. In a case that just something wrong with the bailim, the owner can't eat the korban right now. But the korban itself is still kosher. In such a case, we don't bring the korban because the bailim can't eat it. That's good. Then tubat zrosin. Then you first have to wait overnight. You can't burn the korban right now because the guf hakorban is nothing wrong with it. So it's a bizoyin, it's not nice to burn such a kachim. So we have to let it stay overnight, then it gets a psul haguf, it becomes nicer, then you're allowed to burn it. V'yoytzim l'beis ha-sreifa. Ma'ashen kein, anything that has a psul haguf in it right now, you're allowed to burn it right now. So that's the kashim. According to you, Resh Lakish, that you're telling me now, anytime the kohen doesn't watch true more kachim, there's a psul chal on this thing itself, called hashtachadas, why can't you burn the earth right away? On Malay, so as long as it's back, that's not shver. Hai Tana, this Tana that says that even a oif that has a psul hesachadas, you have to wait overnight, I tell you that Tana goes according to Tana Devei Rabba Baravuhu. That's this Tana. The Omar, that this Tana holds, a filo pigul, toye nibetsura. He doesn't know from the klal of the other Mishnah. He owes any psul that happened to Kachim, even if it's a psul haguf. The Moshe, the Kohen has this korban oil, and b'shashi shech to the korban, he had in mind that he's going to eat it, or oil you don't eat, he's going to have in mind to make this rikas dam tomorrow. Not today, he has in mind to make it too late. If he has in mind to make it too late, that's chal a psul pigul. By a psul pigul, even though the korban itself is puzzle, you're not allowed to use this korban, still he owes toy nibetsura. That's Dvei Rabba Baravu Shita. So according to him, even if he owes hesachadas, is called mamash psul aguf sawat. Even though it's chal psul in the oif itself, still this Tana holds. You have to wait overnight. You're not allowed to burn it right away. You have to wait till overnight. So this wouldn't be a kasha on Resh Lakish. Eisvei, we have another kasha though. Eisvei, nitmu oishenif sol habosar. In a case that the meat of a kachim, the meat of the animal, korban oil, korban chatis, became tummy, oishenif sol, or else some other psul, we'll soon say we're going to say it means hesachadas. Oy shenifsal abosar, or else the meat became posel. Oy sheyotze chutz lekloyim, or else that's said by kocher kochim. Moshe korban oila, korban chatis. Now, locher is the behema is not allowed to go out of the yazora. If it goes out of the yazora, the meat becomes posel. It's called the psul yotze. So, what happens if the meat, when chutz lekloyim, went out of the yazora, is the locher, Rabbi Elezer Weimer Yisroi. He holds you're still allowed to make the zrikas adam. Because his shita is, even though there's no meat at all the meat becomes posel, so what? Still you're allowed to make a zrikas adam. That's Rabbi Elezer's shita. By all the karbonis, true, usually first you do is make a shita, you makabel the dam, then you take the blood and you spritz to make a zrik on the mizbeach, and then the karnim take the meat and burn the meat. He holds even the case that the meat became posel, became tomei, became yotzei, that you can't burn the meat later, that has nothing to do with the dam. He holds that the dam is not tamei, the dam is kosher dam, you're allowed to take the dam and make the zrika. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. We have Yeshua Imeno. He holds lo yizrik. Yav Yeshua's shita is no. You're not allowed to make his rikas adam unless you have meat that this rikas is going to cause the meat either to become mutter b'achilo, or else it's going to make the meat mutter to go on the mizbeach, like a carbon oilon. After you make this rikas, then you're allowed to burn the meat. See, y'all, you can only make a zrika sadam if there is some meat that becomes hutter, becomes mutter because of the zrika. If there's no meat to become mutter because of the zrika, there's no din zrika. That's Rabbi Yeshua's svara. Shua malay yizrak. So the Gemara that was made, Rabbi Yeshua that was made, shim zorak. Let's say b'dieved, the kohen went and took this dam. Again, he made a carbon chatis, and he catched the blood. Everything was very good. Just the meat now, the kohen by mistake took the meat outside the mizbeach. So the meat becomes posel. You're not allowed to burn that meat anymore. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, sweet shita is, you're not supposed to make the zrika either. You can't take the blood and put it on the mizbeach. But b'dieved, though, if you did it, shim zorak hurtza. That b'dieved, though, you should know it is merutza, that the carbon is a good carbon. That's what Yeshua says. Now, my nifsel, what's the first case? It says what happened. Either the meat became tomei. Now, if the meat become tomei, that's very good. Why? But the evidence kosher. Because there's a klal that the tzitz is meratzim. Anytime the kohen gadol is wearing his tzitz, that's always meratzim on the psul tomei. Even though the meat or even the dam will become tomei, metchili, you're not supposed to bring it. But the evidence, though, if you bring it, it's kosher. That's the new klal that tzitz is meratzim by the psul tomei. So by tomei, it's good. But then it says, Leishenifsel abosom. The meat became posel, also it's good. So the Gemara, my nifsum, what does it mean the meat became possum? La v'esachadas. Doesn't it mean the chura that was esachadas? The kahanim stopped watching it. They didn't watch the meat, so it became a psul esachadas. That's what happened to the meat. And still we say that v'diyeved, if the kohen made this rika sadam, the korban is good. Now, iyarmit b'shtayif, if you're going to tell me that psul etumehevei, if the psul of esachadas, if the kohen took his mind off, he stopped watching the kochim, so the psul esachadas, you know what kind of psul it is? It's a suffix, maybe became tummy. So even if it did become tummy, it's very good. Hainu demishkachas lo demrata tzitz. It's very good what Yeshua says, that b'dieved, if you brought this korban, if you made this rika, the korban is good. Because the klal is, the tzitz is meratze b'dieved on psul tummy. So if psul esachadas is only a psul that maybe the meat became tummy, it's very good. Because even if the meat did become tummy, so what? The tzitz that the kohen gadol wears makes it as if there's no psul tummy. But the evidence, if you do the zrika is kosher. Either there's a psul tummy involved, the tzitz is meratzah. We look as if the tummy doesn't matter. Early yarmit, but if you're going to tell me psul agufeve, you're going to tell me like Rish Lakish learns, that when the kohenim take their mind off the kochim, there's a new psul called psul agufchal now, amai hurtza tzitz. The chur is a new type of psul. It's called the psul of hetzachadas. So Rabbi Yeshua Shita is that if you don't have any meat here, you're not allowed to make this rika. So why b'dieved is this rika kosher? Why should it be kosher b'dieved? The meat is not here. There's a psul hetzachadas on the meat. The meat should be posel. What's the heter? Why is it good? So chur it's a right to Rabbi Yochanan. Come to Gemara, no. I tell you, my nifsul, when the beginning of the Braisa says there that the meat became posel, it doesn't mean with hetzachadas. Because according to Rish Lakish, if there was a psul hetzachadas, even b'dieved, the zrika would not help, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because since that meat has a psul, it's like the meat is not here. According to Rabbi Yeshua, if you don't have the meat, the zrika doesn't help. But I'll tell you, what's the pshah in the braisa, my nifsum? Nifsa v'tfu yoyim. It means that a tfu yoyim touched the meat. A tfu yoyim means somebody that was tameh, and he went to the mikveh ready, but it doesn't become Torah legarmi until Harish Shemesh. So before it came nighttime, he touched the kochim. It said already the case. It said either nitmo or shenifsal abosar. See, if you're telling me nifsal means that it's full yom touched the meat, that's mamish like nitmo. That's not so shver. Trei gavne tummy. It's talking about two different cases how it became tummy. One case is a real sheretz touched the meat mamish became tummy, and then shenifsal means it didn't really become tummy because the full yom already went to the mikvah. So he can't make a Rishon or a Sheni L'tumah. At most, he makes a Shlishi. So that's called only Psul. That's why it calls a Psul. A Tfu Yom can only make like a Shlishi. So that's why it only calls it a Psul. It doesn't call it a real tummy. So the Kisa of the Bible, there's no Kasha and Rish Lakish.